What's up, everybody? My name is Paul Verzi. You guys listen to episode 544. How the hell is everybody doing? I hope everybody is doing well. Well in between shows. Took a little break for the holiday. So much stuff going on. Traveling. The special has been released. And I just want to start off the show by saying thank you, thank you, thank you. The reviews of the special have been overwhelming, and it's been amazing. Everybody seems to be loving it, and I'm glad everybody's laughing and everybody's enjoying it. So I hope that you watched it, and I hope you enjoyed it. If you didn't, give it a watch, because you know, people seem to really be liking it, and for me, the hard work you know, paid off, and I know what I did that night, and I'm glad people are seeing it. So thank you so much, and check it out. It's called Nocturnal Admissions, and I really appreciate it. And if you did like it, spread the word, because a lot of people are enjoying it. So there you go. A lot of stuff to talk about on this show. I've been doing a ton of traveling, running all over the place, promoting this damn thing. It's been fucking wild. Flying out to Texas and then LA the same day and doing this and that, and then getting on a train and going to San Diego and all kinds of shit. I know you guys don't give a fuck about or see. You're like, yeah, Paul, we want the end result. Make us laugh. I don't give a shit. Get up there, dance like a monkey. I don't care about your fucking itinerary. And you're right about that. But it has been a lot. I hope everybody had a good 4th of July weekend. It was a lot of fun. We had our little party here. It wasn't that big this year because of the day it landed on, and you know, people had to work, and so it was, but it was still cool. Blew up the sky. But it's funny, when you have a 4th of July party and you get the fireworks and you blow up the sky and you have a good time, and then you go to another party the next day and you see their fireworks show is 35, 40 minutes longer than yours, and you feel like an asshole because you spent a lot of money on your show. Yeah, so that's what happened, man. I went to somebody else's party and I didn't have to put it together. It was one of those things where I'm a guest. I'm not at my house where everybody's got, oh, you good? You got it, because I'm a good host. Good, you eat? Everybody good? Yeah, everybody's fine? Yeah, good. Okay, we do fireworks. Hope you enjoy it. You know, I showed up. They gave me a drink. They gave me food. I sat down and their fireworks show went on a little longer than mine, a lot longer than mine by probably like 20, 30 minutes. Bugged me. So now I'm just going to go harder and bigger next year. That's what it's going to be. I'm going to go harder. I'm going to go bigger. And I'm going to make sure that, you know, that never happens. Nobody's ever going to get more of a what's it called? A better show. A better 4th of July show than I. What is this shit? Hold on. I'm trying to get these lights right. All right. Whatever. Anyway, I have an amazing story, a great story that I wanted to talk about and share with you guys. Okay. Something happened that I've never had happen before. And I don't know if it's because of the special. I don't know if it's because of Netflix. I don't know what happened, but something really cool happened. And I will share with you in a second. However, I want to start out by thanking everybody who came out to the American Comedy Company in San Diego. It was the first time in my career where like everybody in the crowd knew me. Everybody in the crowd saw my special, and it was really, really amazing. I was able to do a new hour, you know, so all new stuff. And it was so cool to see the appreciation, people showing up and coming out, man. So it really meant a lot. And I thought it was an amazing milestone. If I'm, you know, I don't want to be overly, you know, emotional here or anything like that. But it was just one of those things where I really, really felt it. And no, there's not a spot on your thing. I have a cut right here on my forehead. Okay, I have a cut. Anyway, I wasn't going to put fucking makeup on for a podcast, all right? But it was so nice to have the people in San Diego come out. Beautiful city. I was joking with them, like, all you do is keep hearing about the weather. Oh, the weather's. And I was like, go fuck yourself with the weather. And then I went there and I was like, oh my God, the weather. The weather here is amazing. The people there are just like better looking. And I went from LA. I was going to rent a car for like so much money and drive out there and be in the car for hours. Fuck that. I went from Union Station. I got an Amtrak first class, LA to San Diego, 3 hours, snacks, food, you sleep, giant seats, first class. Amazing. Highly recommend that. And not to mention the ocean is up next to you, just crashing into the rocks while you're going on the train. It was amazing. And I get to San Diego and I see this beautiful place and I see the crowd recognizing me and loving the special and all these nice, amazing things. And I'm on stage. Okay. I am on stage Saturday night, the last night I'm there, and I'm looking at the crowd. And in the front row, I see a young couple, I would say in their 20s. And next to them, a very elderly woman, an old lady. And I go, okay, well, this old lady, you know, she's the grandmother of the couple in their 20s, obviously. So I'm going on and I'm, you know, making fun of Biden and I'm doing some jokes. And the old lady's talking to them, like saying stuff to them, not heckling, but like I hear her. She's into everything. She's laughing at everything. She's into the show. It's amazing. And towards the end of my set, I said to the lady, I said, oh, you guys all together? And they go, no. And then I looked at this old lady and I said, what's going on here? You came. And she's like, I came here by myself. You are my birthday gift tonight. And I said, what? Dude, a lady on her 86th birthday. Her 86th birthday. Happy 86th. You're going to see Paul Verzi. Her son or grandson, somebody gets her a ticket. She gets in a fucking Uber and sitting front row of my show, laughing at the dark shit, laughing at all the jokes, laughing at all the comics. This information is found out during my set. The crowd goes nuts. I shake her hand. I said, I got to give you a hug and take a picture with you afterwards, which we did. And she was so nice and tough. And she's like, I'm 86 today. And I said, you came out to this shit? And she was like, absolutely. I loved it. I thoroughly enjoyed it. She's like, now maybe you'll see me outside if I don't get my Uber. And I'm thinking she's going up there to get an Uber on the streets. People are lined up to get into nightclubs. And this 86-year-old lady came out to laugh her ass off and watch me perform. And I don't know if that's the power of Netflix. I don't know if she saw the special. I don't know if her son was just a fan podcast. I don't know. But never in all the years that I've been doing stand-up comedy has there been a 80-something-year-old woman in the crowd just for me, not 86 years old in the front row to see a comedy show and was as good an audience member as you could ask for. So thank you to her or whoever got her the tickets. I don't know, but I honestly, it's amazing. And I really, really appreciate it. And I can't thank her enough or whoever got her the tickets enough. It was just an amazing, a whole amazing situation and really took me back. And she got the jokes like 86, but sharp as a tack and got everything you said. And she was like paying attention to every word. And it was so amazing. So thank you. I don't know what else to say. I'm not going to lie. I was a little fucking weird. I felt like I remember one time I said something. I looked over and I go, sorry, you know, I'm sorry. Cause I felt like it would be like my grandmother there, but imagine that 86 years old out laughing. And you know what? That's why she could walk around and get in Ubers and do that 4 years shy of 90, because she's out living her fucking life and she's laughing and she's enjoying herself and didn't seem to get offended by anything. It was just all really, really nice. So, yeah, man, San Diego was, I'm not going to lie, it was one of my most stressful weekends. And it was stressful just because I was like, all right, man, everybody saw the special. I can't just go and do the jokes from the special, you know, but I have been working on stuff. Had stuff prepared and it ended up being a great weekend. What a great club. What great staff. If you're in that area, support that. And Chicago, Rosemont, you're next. I'm coming to you guys. And then at the end of the month, I'll be in Michigan. And those dates are on the website. And I got more dates coming, more dates lined up. So, yeah, I hope to see you guys at a show And, thank you guys again so much for the writing in about the special, the kind words and the amazing reviews. I'm very, very happy, but now it's like, it's on to the next. I want to put out another banger and keep going. So, your kind words and your messages and everything really, means a lot, and we always like screen the comments, because so many people could say things and we were just like, wow, man, this is all really nice. We either screen something if we don't understand what they're saying, they'll take something out if we don't understand it, or if somebody's just being mean. And it has been the opposite. It has been really, really great. So thank you. Thank you all so very much. And yeah, man, but it's just like, it's funny because people are like, oh, enjoy it. I'm like, I'm going to enjoy it for a second, but I got to go out there and give a show. I got to make people laugh and come out with more shit. That's what I want to do. I want you to come out. I want you to like what you see and then come out and get more. That's the whole point. So you got to keep doing that. Of course, somebody's buzzing in right now. Who are the Yankees playing? The Yankees are playing the Pirates. They better win that game. But there's been a lot of, we had a gap here. We had a gap here with, I know 2 weeks went by. I was doing so good with the food. And then, these 4th of July parties, late night, didn't drink a lot until the end. That's my problem. Like, I'll have a couple of drinks before bed and then it just escalates. And then I had 2 burgers and dessert, buzzing my balls off at 3 o'clock in the morning, and my stomach was in shambles because I wasn't eating and I was doing so good until then, which you guys could see. I'm doing pretty good. Titties are down, shoulders looking smaller, looking better. I know my body when I'm losing weight. And then I just fucking did some gross shit. But I wasn't as bad as some people I know. I'm not going to mention any names, but I had a couple friends here. I got a friend in comedy. I'm not going to mention the name. This dude eats like I've never seen before. I mean, throwing shit down, burgers, multiple dogs, multiple sides, every dessert. I mean, got a couple of friends that go in and I don't know how they're not fucking houses. I don't know how these people are not 350 pounds. But here's the thing. When you get the wheels greased a little bit, when you're on that second, third drink, food, you don't have the ability to go, nah, I don't need to eat that. You're just like, give me that. I want to consume that shit. And that's what happened. That's what happened with me for sure. My office is a fucking mess. I don't know what's going on here. It's been a while since I've been in here, but I had to come out and give you guys a TVE. People go, where the fuck is it, man? And then me and Burr didn't do anything better because of the holiday. So don't worry. Everything is coming back this week. Relax, everybody. Calm down. We're going to get you the shit that you want. I know you guys are sitting there being like, it's about time. And by the way, I don't ask you motherfuckers for money. So don't give me shit. Okay. I don't ask you guys for a penny. You guys could sit there, your cubicle, your car, wherever you are right now. I'm talking to nobody. I'm talking to myself and I'm giving you entertainment. So chill out and relax. There's a couple things I did that I can't really talk about yet until they come out, but I did some really cool stuff and doing promotion for this special. And I got to just talk to a lot of people. One amazing thing about doing something like a special on Netflix is, celebrities watch it and reach out, and people that are in shows and movies and musicians and models and people that are, and they just say the nicest shit and they reach out and go, hey man, I really loved your special. I really loved your show. And it's just a really nice thing to have that happen because, you see your hard work and people look at it and like, hey man, great job. I really loved it. And that's been unbelievably humbling and crazy as well. So it's been really nice. And, even with all the traveling and stuff, cause that's what this job is. It's just, oh man, you're stressed. You got to run around and get this. Okay, fine. Oof. It's finally done. Let's sit down for a second. Okay. You sat down for a second. We'll go get on an airplane. Cause we got to go do something else. And shout out to the producer, my producer, our producer of the Verzi Effect and Anything Better, the Greek Freak, the Beverly Hills Kid himself, Andrew Themlis. I stayed at his Beverly Hills compound the first night I was in Los Angeles. And I did something. I overordered food. You ever do that where you go somewhere and you're hungry? Like, yeah, man, can I get like something to eat around here? He's like, yeah, dude, around the corner. I was like, yeah, there's like, I was like, I want shawarma. I was like, I want shawarma or some kind of gyro, something like that. He goes, yeah, around the corner. We go around the corner. And I'm like, yeah, let me get like one of those like lamb kebabs and beef kebabs. Let me get a wrap. So I think I get like, and he wanted nothing. He goes, no, I'm full. I'm good. So I thought I got like a wrap or a gyro. And then I got a couple beef on sticks and all that stuff. I thought that that's what I was getting. And apparently I ended up buying two full meals for $50 and barely ate any of it, left it with him. But I just was that hungry. You know, you're on airplanes all the time. Nothing bad happened, knock on wood, on the airplane. All right. How could it? You know, I'm sitting first class. No, but it was scary because these fucking planes are getting delayed. These flights are getting delayed. I was supposed to be on Pat McAfee and I mentioned that I was going on the Pat McAfee show and I get to the airport to go fly out to go do the show and everything is on time. And then I get to the airport and guess what? Nah, a couple hour delay. By the time you get there, you're not going to make the studio. So that needs to be redone. And then I had all kinds of promo out west and stuff and to do some stuff in Texas and all that. And I'm worried about those flights being delayed. But luckily, Delta, thank you, Delta, kept the shit together. All right. And everything kind of worked out. But Delta, I got one bone to pick, one bone to pick. It sucks when you get to fly first class and you're excited to fly first class and it's an old ass plane, which is like not like it's like better than anywhere else on the plane. It's still first class. You get a meal. The seat's wide. You could sleep. I mean, it is better, but it was old school first class. And I'm going, come on, man. We're going from fucking San Diego to New York. Can I get a bed? Can I lay down? Can I get a bed, put my feet out, go all the way back, sleep a little bit? Can we do that instead of the, and I know what you're thinking, Paul, you fucking guy's got a special. He thinks, no, I fly first class sometimes before the special. So relax. And I'm not being ungrateful and I'm not trying to be a dick or arrogant or put, you know, be vain. I'm not trying to do that. I'm just saying you're going from San Diego, California to New York. It's almost a 6-hour flight. It's almost Europe. Can we fucking lean back a little more? Can we go down a little? Can I go to sleep? Can I get a blanket? You know, can I get a blanket in my own little compartment there instead of just some big wide seat? I was sitting next to this fucking soldier or whatever it was. And he was, you know, he doesn't care. He's a soldier. He's got the bare minimum. He's in first class. He doesn't care. To him, he's fine. You know, he'd probably fucking strangle a fucking monkey with his feet in the forest. He didn't give a fuck. I wanted to sleep. So that was my only gripe. And again, it's not my, you know, and I get the Delta lounge. You guys do the Sky Lounge or whatever. Anybody that flies Delta or any airline, they have lounges at the airport. So you pay for the year. If you fly as much as me, it's worth it. And then you could go and sit and eat and drink and they have food and they have Wi-Fi and couches and you just hang out there until your flight. It's really nice. Didn't love the ravioli, to be honest. If I'm, again, these are, I know first world problems. I know all the shit you're thinking, but I went there. I spent whatever it was, $500. And they were like, hey, yeah, your flight's in a couple hours. Go enjoy. And I sit down and I see sandwiches and I see raviolis. And it was, you know, sandwich was a little dry. Ravioli wasn't the best. I'm not looking for some fucking 5-star restaurant stuff, but you know, Delta, let's get the newer planes and let's fucking throw some, you know, can we get a tray of sushi in there? Can we get some fucking spicy tuna rolls in there and a bed on the airplane on the West Coast? I think that would be nice. So again, and I know what you're thinking, holy shit, what's going to happen when Paul gets another special? Is he going to want more? Yeah, I am. Going to want more, going to want better car service, better hotels. It's just what I've worked. I've stayed in shitty condos, guys. All right. I've stood on fucking crates in bars. I've stood in people's living rooms telling jokes with empty bottles as microphones. So now it's time to fucking pony up, everybody. Give me a pair of slippers. Okay. You know, give me a fucking suede robe with fur on the inside, whatever. It's time. It's fucking time. No, I'm kidding. But I was definitely disappointed. And that's just the Italian in me, where you go into a place and you're like, you know, this could be better. This food's not the greatest. But it was a lot of traveling. Great to be home. I'm going to have to go back out and do some more promotion and all that stuff. But the first wave was really nice, and to see the reaction and stuff like that was really kind of cool. So very, very, very grateful to have the opportunity to do that with, you know, Netflix and all that stuff. So if you haven't watched it, you're just not a true fan. What could I tell you? You know, know what else to tell you. What else is going on? My kids missed me, so it was great to be with the kids. You know, my kids don't give a shit. My kids are like, yeah, Dad, can we play video games? And that's what I love. Like, your kids don't, none of this shit matters to your kids. Your kids are like, yeah, Dad, are we going to the mall to look for sneakers, and can you play video games with me? And the answer is yes and yes. Now, I'm going to get back into a little sneaker talk today. I was in San Diego and I went into a place. They had white Air Force Ones and I bought them, and I gave my old Air Force Ones to somebody in San Diego. I just, you know, that's how new my sneakers usually are. I get one or two creases and I'm like, I'm going to give this to a homeless guy or if somebody wants them. So I ended up giving them away. And I bought the white Air Force Ones, and they were nice in the summer. They pop in the bright sunshine. And I'm like, you know what? I'm done with the Air Force Ones. This is what happens with me in Air Force Ones. I have a little time where we have an affair for like 2-3 summers in a row. It's like, get me the white Air Force Ones. I need the white Air Force Ones. And then I'm like, I'm kind of done with the sneaker, and I'm starting to be done. I think this is the last summer for a while. Then I may go 5-6 years without Air Force Ones, and then maybe it'll come back after that. They are classics, but it's time to go different now. I think I'm going to get back on the Air Max One kick, but I would like a nice light pair, maybe all white with a little gray, something that pops in the summer too. Got to have a little, the thing about the Air Force One, Air Max One, is you can't just go all white, because they'll look like nurse shoes. So you got to have one accent. You got to have one color with them. Also, I'm looking to get a new pair of Jordans with a different colorway. Maybe a new pair of threes with a different colorway that could ease me into the end of the summer. So I'm looking at that as well. I would suggest anybody, if you're looking for something like that, summer Jordans, look for greens and browns. They look really good going into the fall. So you could do that. And I got all the boxes. I'm going to do a video and put it on. I'll do a video and put it on my social media of all my sneakers in plastic boxes, kind of like what was there before, but they're all over the place now. But I know that you guys liked when I talked about sneakers on the show. So if there's any questions you have about sneakers, Air Max, Jordans, you know, Air Force Ones, certain like New Balance, Puma, whatever, hit me up and I'll answer them as best as I can. But I know that you guys enjoyed that. And let's be honest, you feel better in life if you got a nice pair of kicks on the feet. If your feet are secure with some shit that just looks and feels great, your confidence goes up. And I'll be honest with you, same thing. Like when I'm on stage telling jokes, I got to be in something that I know are crisp, sharp, and I don't have to think about. I'm on stage. The foot game is good. The outfit is good together. And then we just go into the jokes and have a good time. You can't be walking around life with some dirty fucking brown. You just can't, guys. You can't. I know some noise and that whole fucking trendy thing. We talked about this before of Air Force Ones being dirty, women wearing them dirty. And that's trendy. No, it's not trendy. It's fucking lazy. And you don't want to put a nice pair of sneakers on. You either fucking can't afford it, or you just think it's cool to have dirty fucking sneakers. It's gross. It's fucking gross. Stop. Grow up. Clean yourself up a little bit. Wipe yourself down and clean yourself up. And let's not say, oh, no, but it shows character. It's cool. That's the way they should be. They shouldn't be like that. You want to know why they shouldn't be like that? Because they're not like that when you fucking take them out of the box. They're not like that when you leave a sneaker store, are they? You're never going to leave a car dealership with a brand new white Porsche and then start driving it around shitty, cracked up, paint chipping, dirty, and going, this is just character. No, it's a fucking shitty, beat up Porsche. That's what it is. So keep your freaking sneaker game clean, guys. it's such a sin to see people go like, I had these sneakers like 15 years, dude. It's just, that's what they're supposed to. You're supposed to. No, they're supposed to look good. They're supposed to look a little bit good. You know, I'm not saying like it's got to look showroom quality every single time, but like clean it up a little bit. And that's the other reason why I got to get rid of the Air Max ones is because like a lot of women, a lot of girls are wearing it. I'm sorry. A lot of girls, you know, young girls are wearing some, you know, I'm a fucking 40 something year. I'm in my early 40s and I'm walking around with some shit. So it's time to, the game's got to get stepped up a little bit. So that's what's going to happen moving forward. And the last thing I'll say about shoes before I go on is, don't sleep on Vans. Vans have some nice shit that look really good with certain outfits. One thing I noticed though, is you can't really be too fat in Vans. You know, like a nice pair of Vans looks good when you kind of got your shit together. But if you're, and I'm not even joking about that. Giannis Pappas, my buddy, he made a good point. He's like, if you're heavy, Jordan 1s don't look that good. If you're thin, Jordan 1s look crisp. And it's true. Certain things. Vans, if you're fucking fat and lumpy, walking around in Vans, it doesn't look good. You're a little slender. The Vans look really, really good. Like with anything else. But don't worry. For some of you hefty fellas, some of you big boys and girls, whatever. Or can I say boys and girls? I don't want to get some of you heavy men and women. There are sneakers for you. Like I would say the Jordan 3, if you're a little chunky, Jordan 3s look nice. Okay. There are some Pumas that look good on you fat fucks. I'm just kidding. I'm a fat fuck. No, not really. I'm getting my shit together, to be honest with you. So I can't call myself that. But so that's the little sneaker update. It's time to change, but I will show you guys some cool stuff when I have it all, you know, figured out and everything. You know, now that my wife is calm, because listen, ladies, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm not trying to be a jerk here. Let's talk about women for a while and when women prepare for a party. All right. Women are more organized. Women are more ready. They're just prepared. They think of everything. Well, what if people get hungry at this time? Well, what about this? And what about that? They just do. Okay. Dudes aren't like that. Dudes are like, get a package of fucking hot dogs and a TV. Get a couple bags of Doritos and some seltzers. And everything is not, you know, my wife made sure there was a certain amount of American flags in the front and the back. My wife made sure that there were enough seats around the fire pit if somebody wanted to sit around fire. She made sure all the kids had this, all the kids had that, all the kids had sparklers. She made sure that everything was done. But my wife didn't care. No, she didn't care that Paul was all over the country running around promoting the special. Very supportive, very happy. My wife was overwhelmed with the positive stuff, and she's so happy about the special and everything. So I don't want to paint that picture of my wife, because my wife, Stacy, is incredible. Okay, she really is. But this party needed to be right. And it got to the point where I would literally go, oh my God, babe, I'm so tired. I was just on an airplane. Now I'm on a train and I got to do a new hour of comedy tonight in a new city I never been in, man. It's a lot. And she'd be like, did you call your mother about the party? Did you talk to them? I need a head count. Okay. And I need to know about food. And I'd be like, I'm going to try to do that. But I got to tell you something, man, this fucking flight was okay. Great. The flight was good. This is your job, Paul. This is what you do. So go have fun. Listen, do you think your brother's going to travel from, and it was so much like that. And then I get frustrated. I was joking on stage in San Diego. I was just like, if my wife was president of the United States, she would have called Putin so many times that the fucking WNBA player would have been back. That Putin would have been like, enough, just send her back. Stacey Verzi keep calling. I can't, like, she fucking gets it done until it's done. She just call, it's just, and you know what? As much as I got annoyed and as much as I was like, Stacey, I don't know what to do with this, enough. As much as that was the case, she was right. The party was incredible. Everything was prepared. Everybody loved it. Everybody was ready. It was just an amazing time. People were so happy. I'm looking around and I'm seeing all the things that she wanted to do get done, all the T's crossed and the I's dotted, the house ready, the rooms clean, the whole thing. the whole thing. Here's how nuts it was. She did everything. My car service pulled into my driveway. The car service from the airport pulls into the driveway. I'm getting luggage out of my thing and people are showing up to my party. Literally, people are showing up to my party, fucking dressed up in 4th of July, bottles, coolers, the whole thing. And I am getting off of an airplane, pulling in, and my head is spinning and my wife had everything done. The truth is, fellas, as much as we don't like to admit it, and God, she's going to pull out episode 544 on TVE one day. She's going to pull all this shit out and she's going to go, shut the fuck up and look what you said. I heard what you said. The truth is, the woman in your life is on point. And you want to know why that's a fact? Because you wouldn't have picked her. You would not have picked her if she wasn't. Okay? If the woman in your life wasn't what I'm saying, you wouldn't have married her. They're just better, more prepared. They're stronger. They're amazing. Now, not physically, you know, because we could beat the shit up. But like, imagine if somebody's like, no, and my wife would beat the shit out of me physically. She's stronger that way too. No, but the woman in your life just gets it. She gets it. She understands it. That's why you chose her to be the mother of your children. It's true. We don't even realize it. I'll take it a step further. This is how deep this is. And this is real. Without even knowing it, that this is how crazy it is. And the instinct of animals, which we are. The woman in your life, you saw something in her that would raise your children good. And you were like, this is what it is. This is who you marry. Me, I saw my wife with kids before we were dating. And I was like, holy shit, man, that's some real next level shit. You know, that's not a chick working at fucking, you know, Red Robin going like, oh my God, our burger is so fucking good. Oh my God, the burger here is like so good and really big. Maybe you take some home, but I never do because I eat the whole thing, even if it makes me sick. Like, that's not a Yeah, that's not a chick that, you know, you what is it with that? That was in the California too. In the California, in California, like when I was out there, I was checking into this hotel in San Diego and it was just this white woman. And she was just like, that is awesome. Oh my God. Yeah. Oh yeah. So that's okay. So we need like two keys. Cool. Yeah. And I'm going like, what is it about certain white women? It just sounds like they're fucking children. I've never seen anything. It's so weird when you just see that, like California, like, oh my God. And we got a California roll. It was to die. It's like the worst. Like, could you imagine I don't understand how you could marry something like that. Seriously, I don't understand how you could. Could you, fellas, if you're listening to this, could you imagine marrying someone and they're just like, oh my God, brunch was horrible. The endless mimosas like ran out. We were like, fuck this. It was terrible. Like, could you imagine, like some dude married that. Some dude lives with that. Oh my God, fucking worst, man. Really the worst. And I know somebody, I'm sure there's a white woman listening to this that sounds like that. And I don't know what to tell you, but it's fucking horrible. It's horrible. They have no knowledge of anything. They just talk, you know, they're just.
Is a vending machine on our floor or like, do I have to go to the elevator? Just because that would be like a nine.
It's like, oof. A lot of that, I'm not going to lie. A lot of that. I know that exists everywhere, but ooh, California might be the fucking front runner for people like that. You know? And that's why most of us didn't marry that. I know I didn't marry that. And I would imagine the majority of dudes listening to this podcast right now married women that also don't like that. if that makes any sense. And I'm sorry, ladies, I didn't mean to shit on white women on my show today, but, when you see enough of it, you know, and, I didn't have actually a lot of women came out to my shows. I got to be honest, a lot of women watched Nocturnal Admissions, and they were cool with the WNBA joke, and they were cool with the jokes, and they came out to my shows. We did have a couple things happen. I'm not going to lie. Somebody threw up in the crowd before I got on stage on one of the shows. And then there was a group of frat guys, like frat boys, like I would say early 20s. They were drinking all day. They saw the special. They loved it. They came to the show. Two of the guys couldn't handle it. They couldn't hang on. They were hammered. And unfortunately, they had to be escorted out of the showroom. I didn't want that to happen. As a matter of fact, I even said to them, and that's the thing. If you come to my show and you're acting like an asshole, I'm going to be like, I'm going to tell you from the gate, or when I see it, or when I feel it, or, and here's the thing, guys, and listen to this, because this is important. When you come to a comedy show drunk and fucked up, it's not a secret. Everybody knows. The staff comes in the green room and goes, hey, we got a table over to the left, and they're really fucked up right now. Now, we know the show didn't even start and they're fucked up. Now they got to sit through a host. They got to sit through the opener, and then they got to sit through the headliner, which is myself, which means during one of those sets or mine, shit's just going to get worse and it's going to be bad. We know that shit before. I know some of you people listen to my podcast. I've had it happen in Arizona. I've had it happen in San Diego. Guys, I know you're a fan and I love that you're a fan, but if you're going to come to a show, tell your fucking friends to start going hard after the show. Don't bring a group. And I appreciate when you're like, yo, man, this is, you guys are going to love this guy. He's so funny. And then you bring your friend. I appreciate that. That means so much when you come out and do that. It really, really does. Like when you come out to a show, you're like, hey man, I brought these people. I told them back. It means so much, but don't bring these fucking lunatics, because they're going to get kicked out. And then what? Then all of a sudden the memory is like, oh, we went to see his boy and we got kicked out. Just don't do that. We know you're drunk. So I said to them, I was trying to be cool. I go, look, guys, here's the deal. I go, they're watching you right now. Everybody in here, you're being kind of distracted to some tables. I appreciate it. They're like, oh, Virgil, we love you, man. We're sort of special. Thank you. But what's happening here is the drunkenness is so much with a couple of you that the talking is distracting tables. Security is watching you right now, and they're going to kick you out. And I don't want that to happen. And I told them that. And then like 5 minutes later, they just couldn't hold it together. And the staff just walked over and says, come on, we're going for a walk. That's it. You're out. And you know, the couple of guys are, hey man, we love you. Sorry. And they get it, but it just doesn't make sense. We could handle it. I could handle it. I'm always going to win. Cause worst case, you just fucking leave if you're that disruptive. But the thing is, when other tables are watching you and not the performer, because you're distracting them and they paid good money, it's a problem. So anybody listening to this, don't fucking act like you've been there before. Act like you've been there before. You want to have one or two drinks before a show to loosen up? Great. You want to smoke some weed, take an edible? Great. But don't come into the showroom that fucked up. It doesn't make sense. I've never understood that. That's fucking little kid shit, man. That's immature shit. Go out there, have a couple drinks, watch a show, enjoy it. And then if you want to put shit into fifth gear after the show, go talk about the show and go fucking throw up. Do it there. Don't do it in a showroom. Don't do it. It's like, and I felt bad, man, because these guys just saw my special and they wanted to come out and they wanted to see me, and they had front row seats. So they're going, hey, dude, we just saw Paul Verzey's special on Netflix. Now we're going to the comedy club front row. Can't wait to be there. And like front row is like at my fucking feet. And two of the guys were too drunk and couldn't handle it, and they had to be escorted out. And that sucks. So what can you do? But an 86-year-old woman came out. A ton of people had a good time. Abortion joke went over good. We had a couple of jokes that were like, all right, well, these are new. Let's see. And everything ended up working out. But yeah, man, it was a little eventful. I'm not going to lie. When you're in the green room and you're hanging out, you're ready to go, and somebody goes, yeah, somebody threw up and there's another drunk party somewhere, you're just like, all right, well, guess we're going into this right now. But it's, hey, I'm not complaining. That's the cool thing about my job. You never know what's going to happen, and you just try to have a good time and roll with everything. That's all you can do. Hey, that's all you can do. Life is too short, everybody. Am I right? You guys listen to episode 544 of the Verzey Effect podcast. We're back this week. I know some of you guys are pissed off, but just had to do some things and do what I had to do. You know, I can't even say the unacceptable of the week was the people drunk and talking, because they got up respectfully. They left. They just couldn't hold it together. Unacceptable was an 86-year-old woman on her 86th, you know, birthday coming to see me. Everything was was pretty good. But here's another thing, a weird thing that happened in San Diego. There were some weird things, though. Not going to lie. Beautiful weather, but we go to get an iced coffee. I was out there with Joe Bartnick, my buddy Joe Gonzalez, Joe G. So there were Joe B and Joe G, right? Joe G is a successful businessman, a friend of ours. And Joe B, Bartnick, you guys know, comic. He's got a special that he shot in Chicago. It's going to be coming out soon. And we went to go get an iced coffee. And we went to Little Italy. And it was nice. Buddy, shout out to Joe G, got us some shrimp, got us the lobster rolls. We went to this nice seafood place. And then we walked around Little Italy in San Diego, and we go into this place. I was like, yeah, let's get an iced coffee. And we go up there, and there's a woman at the register, and she's got a thing on her head. What are those things? Like the princess things, oh my God, what's it called? Whatever, you know what it is. It begins with a T or TR, whatever the fuck it is. She's got one of these things on and it says birthday girl. She's got like pigtails. And she goes, hey guys, it's my birthday. So, and she was like, all like that. And she's like, and she, you know, we thought she was like, you know, 19, 20, 21 years old. And she goes, yeah. She goes, yeah, today's my 29th birthday. And Joe Bartnick goes, how old? She goes, 29 today, birthday girl. And she was like, now let me ask you guys a question. And like, she's like, cause there's no line yet, but like, what suggestion would you have? This is what she said. She goes, what suggestion would you have for somebody that's like in their last year of their 20s, about to be 30? Like, what would you think? Or what would you? And I'm just like, I don't know. Don't sweat the small stuff. And in my mind, I'm thinking, I don't know. Don't fucking act like a child who's 10 years old, younger than. Like, it was just really weird. And like, and Bartnick was just like, yeah, she's a nice lady. We don't have to. And I'm like, Joe, I'm not trying to make fun of anybody here, but this chick is 29 years old and she's wearing something that says birthday girl. And she was like, hey guys, what can I get you? No, it's totally cool. And I was just like, what? Again, it goes, it's just, I know this podcast is bad for white women, but it was not normal. It was not normal. If like, I was literally like, if my daughter is like 10 years old and acts more like reserved and mature than that. And that was like a little weird. So again, not judging anybody, just saying it was just a little, you know, like what advice would you give? I would give like, don't talk to the customers like that and just pour my fucking coffee. How about that? How about taking that thing off your head and stop becoming a spectacle yourself? Yeah, how about you like calm the fuck down and pour my coffee and then go party afterwards? How about that? I don't know. Maybe am I being a judgmental dick? I don't know. Maybe she's just having a good time and I need to fucking loosen up. Maybe that's the case. Or maybe I'm 100% right. That could also be the case. But anyways, I did have a good time there. And it's been a wild, wild week and a wild, wild ride so far. So there you go. I don't know. Didn't really watch too much sports. I know the Yankees lost one, but they're just doing great. The Knicks made some moves. I am on, but we'll see because it's the Knicks and you guys know how I get with that. As far as movies, have not watched any movies yet, but I am on the last, I have a couple more hours of Stranger Things. And I'm hoping the last couple hours are good. It's been okay. It's been a little weird. I don't know. I don't know. The whole Matthew Modine character kept seeing a little redundant to me. And then I don't know. He's bad. He's not bad. He's this, he's that, he cares. I don't know. It's getting enough now. So I just hope the end of it blows me away. But then again, I'm sitting here as a grown adult talking serious into a camera with no audience about children in a completely sci-fi show, in all seriousness. So I'm sitting here making fun of women who go, oh my God, like you gotta eat the fucking. And I'm sitting here as a grown man going, yeah, I hope the last 2 hours of this completely fake, unbelievable, crazy, ridiculous show is good. So yeah, that's pretty much it. But you know, I can't have an unacceptable because, I could tell you this, man, dreams come true. And everything that I ever wanted to do in comedy is happening for me. And I'm completely grateful. And it does not happen without you. And I mean, when I mean you, I mean the TVE listeners listening right now, because you guys are the loyal ones. So, and you guys are the ones that tell people about me. You guys are the ones that write in and say nice things. And, you know, and what's cool for me is you guys spoke to me, or I speak to you guys for years, and you were still there when I didn't have a Netflix special, and you were there when I didn't have a Comedy Central special. Some of you fucking fickle bastards jumped on that bandwagon real quick. No, I'm kidding. But, and it's nice when people are like, hey, man, I'll be honest. There are some people that are going, hey, man, I wasn't sold on Verzi. You know, I slept on Verzi. I wasn't sold on him until I saw the special. But this is, you know, this dude is, you know, this is really funny. And this guy is good at what he does and stuff. So, but it's cool for me to have talked to you guys and told you guys what I was going to do. And you guys stay aboard. And now you guys see what's going on and stuff. And that means a lot to me. So you know who you are if you're listening to this. And I love you for it. And I had people come up in San Diego going, I listened to the Verzi Effect, man. I love it, man. You're one of my favorites. And I took pictures and I thanked them and I did all that. And that's what I'll do for you. So if you guys are like that, man, come out. You know, come out. I can't wait to come to Chicago. I'm going to be at Zany's in Rosemont. Now, if I acted like I knew where Rosemont was, I'd be completely lying to you because I don't know where Rosemont is at all. But I know that it's outside of Chicago, and I will be hanging out in Chicago, eating in Chicago because I love Chicago. But I will be at Zany's in Rosemont right outside of Chicago on July 22nd and 23rd. Tickets are going and they're going to continue to go. So get tickets to that. Tell a friend. And I'm going to tell you guys this right now, man. I'm coming in with new material. It's going fantastic. You guys are not going to be like, oh, he did all the fucking same shit from the special. That's not the case. So tell your friends and do that. And then I will be July 30th. I probably should have this queued up since I'm doing a show right now, but I'll let you know. It is, I will be in Grand Rapids, Michigan, July 28th through 30th. July 28th through the 30th, I'll be in one show is at the Park Theater in Holland, Michigan, I believe. Or no, the Holland Theater in Grand Rapids. And then Holland, Michigan is the Full House Comedy Club in the listening room. I believe that's right. Go to paulverzi.com. Make sure that I have that right. But either way, I'm going to be in Michigan. The two places in Michigan I'm going to be is Holland, Michigan and Grand Rapids, Michigan, July 28th through the 30th. And the venues are on my site. And Rosemont Zany's, I will be July 22nd, 23rd. So I hope to see you guys there at a show. Please continue. Thank you. The YouTube channel keeps growing. We keep adding clips to that. So I'll continue to add clips to that. We will also have merchandise, more merchandise for the Verzi Effect merchandise is coming. But since there's a hoodie and stuff, I didn't really want to do it for the summer and then just do t-shirts. So we might just launch a t-shirt now, but probably like towards the end of the summer, I'll have some fall shit. Plus I'm a fall guy. I like fall apparel anyway. So Verzi Effect stuff is coming and anything better stuff will be coming as well. Me and Bill Burr, we had to take some time off that. That's coming back. And don't forget, our BetMGM shit is coming back. We'll be doing football picks on anything better. Of course, I'm going to talk some shit about football on here. Now that things are settled down, I have more promo to do, but I will be back in the studio in New York doing some more guests for TVE as well. But I just wanted to get back and talk to you guys a little bit. So thank you so much, all of you, for listening, for supporting the special, telling people about the special, and come see a show. And I'll tell you this, if you did like the special, man, you're going to see some new shit that I'm doing. And I was really, really thrilled with how things went. Don't really want to talk about anything fucking negative. You know, I know that there was another shooting. God rest those people's souls. There's only so much of this shit that, you know, that happened. And it just seems like the same shit. It's really weird. Like if you look at American news, it's been on a hamster wheel, right? American news is just on a hamster wheel. You know, they're either trying to take down Joe Rogan or another shooting or somebody gets canceled because they said something and Hollywood's mad And then just the same cycle again. It's just, and then there's a political thing and then something happens and then there's a protest and then it goes, and then, oh, wait, we're back to a shooting now. Oh, okay. Wait, you know, what did Joe Rogan say? Joe Rogan supports this guy for president. And then, oh shit, now they're protesting this. There's people in the streets with signs. Oh shit, look at this. This actor said this and now everybody in Hollywood's mad. And it's like, it's the same. It's so fucking dumb, nuts, and crazy. Look, that I'm throwing shit, but it's like, so I don't even know what to, it's like almost at this point, it's like, why address it? Because you could go back a certain amount of episodes and go, oh yeah, there's another shooting. There's another shooting, you know? So I'm not going to end there. I'm going to end on all of the positive shit that is going on. People are having vacations coming up and everybody enjoyed their 4th of July. I hope they did. I hope nobody blew off their fingers or hands or anything like that. I saw a show where these people were just going up lighting monster cakes. And like while one's going off, a guy would just walk next to it and light another one. And I'm like, does this guy like his fucking eyes or forehead? Because it looks pretty nuts what he was doing. Like me, I do it smart because one of those things tips over and goes near a kid. 4th of July party's over forever. Probably not a positive thing either to talk about. All right, guys, I appreciate you. I appreciate everything. This has been episode 544. I will be back next week. Don't know if I'll be with a guest. Maybe I'll be by myself. Either way, I will be talking to you guys soon. Rosemont Zanies, get the tickets. I'm telling you, I'm coming in more excited for those shows than I've had in a long time. And not because I didn't come in excited with other shows. Just now I got a new, now it's I'm coming in with all new shit, man, a lot of new shit. And I'm really, really having a good time with it. So get your tickets to there. Let's sell those four shows out. The 22nd and 23rd at Zanies. Let's sell those shows the fuck out. You guys show up and I'll tell you what, I'll show up as well. Talk to you soon. And until then, I'm out of here. You guys will be seeing us support anything better. Go to subscribe to that. Subscribe to the Verzee Effect, YouTube, the Paul Verzee YouTube, and download this podcast. Keep getting it. I'll talk to you guys soon. I love you guys. Peace.